credited with helping further discussions toward a new Greater Sudbury Police Service headquarters, outgoing board member Richard Bois said he looks forward to its opening. "There are some challenges coming up, and I'll await the invitation of the announcement of the new building that will no doubt be coming," he told the board during Wednesday's meeting. "I just know that the city council and the board will just join hands and walk up that walkway." A final report on police facilities and conceptual designs for potential modifications and/or new builds is expected to be presented to the police board and city council later this year, in time for 2024 budget deliberations. Bois is one of four board members to end their time with the organization this year, and joined Francis Caldarelli, Lise Porato Mason and Ward 12 Cown. Jocelyn Landry Altman in bidding farewell to the organization. These outgoing board members, minus Landry Altman, who was not in attendance, were honored with plaques during Wednesday's meeting. "Serving on this board has been a privilege," Porato Mason told the board, adding that local police don't get enough recognition for their work. With Sean Poland joining the board for his first meeting on Wednesday, the meeting marked the first time the full new board attended a meeting. Poland, Vice President of External Partnerships and Strategic Enrollment at Cambrian College, was appointed to the board by the province effective May 26. He is the second provincial appointment this year, and follows the appointment of Krista Fortier of Fortier Law Firm, who attended her first board meeting last month. City Council elected Jerry Lougheed Jr., President and Managing Director of Lougheed's Limited Funeral Homes and Flower Shops, to the board in January. The five-member organization also includes Ward 8 Cown. Al Sizer, who serves as board chair, and Mayor Paul Lefebvre. During Wednesday's meeting, Lougheed Jr. was unanimously elected as the board's vice chair. Their next scheduled meeting is expected to take place on September 27, though additional meetings can be scheduled as needed in July and August. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.